This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You know, when I crack a joke, maybe we could just play that like a laugh track. That was some stupid commercial I heard. I don't remember what it was for, but it had nothing to do with anything. Speaking of which, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, George Murdoch, Tubular George, solar tubes, chimney inspections, cleanings, repairs, installation of new gas fireplaces, gas inserts, and now electric fireplaces? What? What? Well, you know what? The county is paying you to put one in, up to $7,500. It's to replace a wood-burning fireplace, I believe. But we'll get the details in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year-to-date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, along with what's pending. That's become my favorite stat. And I always did the pendings every week, but never tracked the median price of said pendings, but have been doing that now for 62 weeks. What else? And, third segment, it's a jump ball. I've got some information on properties that are being built. The density will make you cringe. I know we all want housing and we all want affordable housing. The density is beyond comprehension. Four parcels all within like a quarter of a mile each other, and there's going to be like thousands of units and all the cars, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I'm so lucky because I live nearby. Last week I mentioned that an agent got bids to build a house for $750 per square foot. It was nothing fancy, according to said agent. And he was just putting out a mass email saying, hey, is this the new norm? My buddy's brother just bought a house in Texas for 2.5 acres, a few structures on it. I don't know what he paid. I should interview him. He lived in Hawaii and was a minister, and he just retired. And he's got children in Texas, so he bought 2.5 acres. He built a two-car garage. I don't know if it was 400 square feet, but that's normal. Cost $40,000. That's $100 per square foot. Good luck doing that in Santa Barbara. You'd be lucky if it was $200 a square foot, even without plumbing. Probably more, and it would take you 5 years in permits. Okay, let's take a look at some year-to-date stats. I used to have a clock. I do. Number one. So let's take a look at pendings first. 70, yes. We have 70 pendings for the week ending June 27th, 2025. So we're virtually, we're at week 26, my fiscal week, and we're just 3 days shy of these stats on year-to-date for the first 6 months, so that's good. But 70 pending. Last week, 71. Week before that, 81, 75, 83, 75, 73. And I say that because otherwise, going back 62 weeks, a little whistle there. I was watching Arrested Development. He bit into a candy apple and broke his tooth. So then throughout the whole show, he was whistling. It was kind of funny. The only week we had over 70 pendings was a year ago. So suddenly, and that's why year-to-date sales are coming up, but the median price for the said 70 pendings, $2.5 million. $2.5 million. Year-to-date sales price, $2,650,000. And the 70 pendings are $2.5 million. So you might think, well, the median price year-to-date was crazy. It was 2.8 for the longest time. It's coming down to normal, still 16% higher than last year's year-to-date median price, which is $2,285,000. Remember, 2022, 2023, 2024, the median price was very comparable. It wasn't jumping up and down for all 3 years. This year, for 6 months, that's quite a difference. $2,650,000. Even better number is 17.3 sales per week versus last year, 15.15 sales per week for the year to date. Year before that, 13.1 sales per week year to date. So we're really coming up, historically still low, but headed in the right direction with higher inventory. 292 listings are on the market right now, not in escrow. Last year, 208. The 3 years before that, it was 150. 2020, it was 309. So we're close to that. And then prior to that, it was in the 400s. A few years in the 300s. So hopefully Mark Schneep will come on. We'll talk again about a buyer and seller's market and how much inventory you need. So for Yucks, you know, for some reason, MLS decided when they were going to start all their stats, they separate out condos, they separate out manufactured homes, land, commercial, residential income, but they threw PUDs, planned unit developments, in with single family homes. Now, when I started this program, I did it manually and I didn't think to do that. So all my stats are always single family homes, so they're always going to be fewer numbers of sales and a higher median price, because the PUDs generally are a lower price. So year to date, 449 sales, single family, median price $2,650,000. If you throw in the PUD sales, that adds 19 sales, brings you up to 468. But it drops the median price from $2,650,000 to $2,537,000, more than 100 grand. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Montecito only, $6 million. $6 million year to date, 87 sales. Last year, 69 sales, then 63 sales. Without Hope Ranch in Montecito. Without Hope. And by the way, the last 3 years, Montecito also similar. I mean, it was $5.5 million last year and $5 million. And $5.5 million the year before that, and $5.5 million the year before that. So we bumped up a bit, but again, within, like everything else, it was similar for those 3 years, and we bumped up a little bit. And the same is true without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Year to date, $2.1 million, virtually the first 6 months of the year. That's the median price, $2.1 million without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Last year, $2 million. Year before that, $1,850,000. Year before that, $2 million. So again, 2022, 23, 24, very similar median prices, even with all these categories, Montecito only, without Montecito, Hope Ranch, and everything. But a little bump in 2025 for all three categories. Without Montecito and Hope Ranch, year-to-date, almost the first 6 months completely, $2.1 million, a bump from the last 3 years, which was more like $2 million. And if you go back to 2019, the median price was $1,177,000 for the first 6 months of the year. $1,177,000 and now $2.1 million. So it only went up $1 million since 2019, pre-COVID. That's not too bad. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and go surfing with Tubular George. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.